Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
Shut up.
Shaken Mega Maniacs, it is Monday, January 18th, Martin Luther King Day. And if you had a dream of tuning in to the most interactive post-raw experience available, you have done so here at MegaPowersRadio.com. Appreciate all y'all tuning in. We're going to tell you all about all the ways you can be involved in this show as we are going on tonight. But first, let me tell you about the ways that you could support it, because if you're enjoying the show, we want to keep bringing it to you, but your help is appreciated in doing so. Number one way you could do that, find us on Patreon, where you could subscribe to donate as little as $1 a month to help keep us going here at Mega Powers Radio to bring you cool stuff like the Raw Post Show, like All Talk Show, like the Daceman Show. We've been doing pay-per-view post shows. We'll likely be doing one this Sunday after the Royal Rumble, so we always have you cool things coming with those. You can also support us by finding us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and subscribing to us on those places. And while you're there, give us a positive rating and review. It helps us climb the charts and help us get higher up there. Because right now, last I checked, we are currently being outranked by Taz, if you search for Raw. By Taz, guys. Cannot have that going.
Oh, man.
So help us get above Taz. Hashtag above Taz. Get us there by subscribing to us, rating and reviewing us. And you can also join us all throughout the night. You can join us in the chat room by hitting the chat box on the broadcast page on Mixlr. Search for Mega Powers Radio on Mixlr or navigate to it by clicking the link on megapowersradio.com. While you're here there live, two conversations going on at once, so you can have lots of extra fun. You can also tweet to us at Raw Post Show, the official Facebook group, The Mega Maniacs. All are available to pose questions, your thoughts about tonight's show, your predictions for Royal Rumble, whatever the heck is going on in your minds tonight. We want to know about it. Send it to us and we'll get it here on the show and continue the discussion with it. Getting things started, my name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio and the host of The Raw Post Show. Also with me tonight, I have the main man of SmarkOutMoment.com and the host of Smack Talk, Mr. Tony Mango.
What's going on?
And next to him, we have the Mr. Juego.
Yo, yo, yo.
And the host of the year, Drew White. Who can't know how to turn his mic on.
Host of the year. Yeah. Host of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Still hasn't figured it out. All right, well, we're going to keep moving along here. We had a pretty interesting show here, guys. We had the Go Home Edition to Royal Rumble. They had a lot they had to put out there. It wasn't, in my opinion, the most amazing edition of Raw. It was satisfactory, but I'm not feeling wowed. But I think we do have some things we could talk about here. So let me ask you guys what the number one thing you have walking away from the show after 3+ hours is said and done on our go home to Royal Rumble. Wago, why don't you start us off?
I think Wazili actually summarized it quite well. Raw was 3 hours tonight, but you only needed to watch the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes to actually really understand where the product's going. Tonight was just a whole lot of nothing, and other than Brock Lesnar coming out there and getting shut down by the Wyatts, there was nothing of value on tonight's show.
Tony?
You know, I thought at the beginning of the show, my big takeaway was going to be, holy shit, they figured out what logic means, but they sort of got rid of that a little bit through. So I guess my biggest takeaway is this was adequate, but not good enough. I guess that's the best way I can put it.
So with that being said, before I see if Drew has gotten alive yet, what do you think they should have done? I said before we get there, Tony, what do you think they should have done?
Well, See, I mean, this is a little bit of a biased thing. Royal Rumble is my favorite event of the year, and it's kind of the benchmark of where I judge what's going to be happening for the next year. I mean, obviously, it leads to WrestleMania, and that's one of the main reasons why. But sort of by the time we start building up to Royal Rumble, that's when I can get a gauge of whether or not this is going to be something that struggles the first half of the year or the second half or whatever. And the build-up for this Royal Rumble, it seems like this episode wasn't the go-home for the last half of it. First half, I liked. Second half, it just sort of fell off. And if this would have been an episode like last week's episode, I would have been excited for next week's. Now with the Royal Rumble coming up in a couple days, I think it's kind of exposing how they don't really know exactly what they need to do.
All right. Well, let's see what Drew, since he is alive, what was number one thing you took away?
The one thing I took away is that I kind of, a little bit, would rather see Bray Wyatt win the Rumble now. Not really by choice, but compared to the other options up there, would not be upset if he finally did win something meaningful for once.
So our big segment that we were building all throughout the night, before Raw even went on, we had it announced that Brock Lesnar was going to be the special guest on a edition of the Highlight Reel with Chris Jericho on tonight's Raw. And in our very first segment tonight, we learned that Chris Jericho decided he was going to add Roman Reigns to the show, which sweetened the pot a little bit on that. When this segment started, we had another person added to it with Paul Heyman. So just all types of unexpected extras being added onto this Highlight Reel. It was a lot of what you expected with all these names that were there, until we got an interruption by the Wyatt family, who just came out and completely decimated Brock Lesnar in a way that I don't think we've seen him taken down, and certainly very impressive. And between that and what we had happen with the Wyatt family earlier in the night, they actually look like a credible force going into this Royal Rumble, which one thing I was worried about was not having anybody else besides Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar by default, because he's Brock Lesnar. There was really no one else looking like a strong contender. Now, there's at least the Wyatt family, and even some other people look a little stronger. Big Show. So they're not failing on that as much as they were last week.
Well, you know, you really can't consider Bray Wyatt out anyways. You know, he had a great showing last year at the Rumble.
He absolutely did. He was carrying the first half of that Rumble.
Yeah, and he was the Iron Man as well. I lasted like 50-something minutes. So, you know, as much as we harp on Bray Wyatt as a not a great wrestler, you know, he might just have a strong showing. Maybe that's his thing going forward. Hopefully that's the case.
I have a hard time being excited for Bray Wyatt in the Royal Rumble dominating with the Wyatt family, because I've already seen it.
I will agree with you on one thing.
Not with the family.
Well, was the family really involved in it last year? Because it was mainly part of it.
I'm not on about last year. It was a previous year.
Last year was the year that Bray Wyatt was dominating, and that Luke Harper came out, and they had a big stare down where Eric Rowan came out. He eliminated Curtis Axel.
They like couldn't make up their mind who was aligning with
him. Yeah. Eric Rowan was a face at the time. I forgot. Was it a couple years ago, Eric Rowan not even in the Rumble, and it was just Harper and Bray Wyatt?
Last year. Rowan wasn't an official contestant.
No, not even that. Just like he wasn't even a part of the Rumble. I don't know. It's weird.
They're almost building this Rumble around Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, which makes me wonder why they just didn't do the goddamn match on the card. And then just have the Rumble as the actual match for the number one contendership. The closer we get to it, it just seems like they're putting too much in the Rumble match, whereas if it's going to fail, it's going to fuck the entire card.
Can I just bring up a very important point? The last time we had a match built as Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, didn't somebody not Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar win that match?
Yeah, that's true, and I think that's going to be the case this time, but I'm just not into the story. And I don't know if it's all the terrible Vince and Stephanie segments, or if it's just a bias against the WWE right now because of just how terrible their product's been for a while. But I'm not buying into this. I'm just not interested.
So, I forgive me, folks. I forgot to shout out the folks that we got here in the chat room. We got a packed room tonight, too. So, shout outs to Wazili, Kalen Ferris, Tony Theidman, first time I think I've seen that name there. Welcome, dude. Declan McSee, Brian the Brain, Alex Moorhead, and we got some folks listening elsewhere as well. And Silent Wind of Doom. If you're listening to a place that's not on the Mixlr page and you want to be a part of that chat room, just navigate yourself there or head to Mixlr.com, search for Mega Powers Radio, get on the actual broadcast page there, and you will see the chat room so you can hang out with all those other folks. They're talking about lots of extra cool things in there, usually that I cannot even mention on the air. So if you want to be a part of that, head to there. So we're talking about Bray Wyatt here, and he's a guy that they built up to look like a credible threat into this Royal Rumble. Outside of him, you got, of course, as I said, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Is there anyone else that we're believing has a shot? God damn it, if anybody says Kane, I will fucking smack.
AJ Styles!
Was not going to say Kane. I was going to go with a Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
That's someone else that, you know, they've been keeping him off TV since.
He's been oddly, conspicuously missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the closer we get to it, the more I just hear Tony going, it's going to be Triple H. It's going to be Triple H.
And I don't know. I don't know if this person necessarily has a chance at winning it, but maybe not Kane, maybe his brother, if they somehow get a deal with him showing up at the Rumble, The Undertaker.
Well, you know what I do think is interesting is there was a part on commentary, I believe it was right after they did the Tumblr segment with Vince and Stephanie, where I think it was JBL was talking about who could win. It's like, we could have a former champion, we could have a new champion come out of this. Someone could win that we've never even seen before. Eh?
That guy, yeah.
No, think of it. Someone that they've never even seen before could win the WWE title.
So John Cena?
Indeed.
They could be talking about that, but they could also be mentioning someone on the NXT roster.
Absolutely, they can. Well.
They could be foreshadowing that. So I wouldn't count on Sami Zayn because he's been on the main roster, but, you know, wouldn't be surprised if a Finn Balor, maybe, in Sean's case, a Baron Corbin.
God damn it. No, if it's freaking Baron Corbin. Samoa Joe would be a good pick.
Yeah.
I know that AJ Styles won't win, but, like, the inner Mark inside of me just wants Styles to win it.
I tell you what, I would crack the fuck up, and I'd actually be in tears laughing to the point where I'd be okay with it if Baron Corbin fucking won.
Same, just so I could hear Sean fucking brag.
Then we get the Baron Corbin outro with Sean.
God, that show will be right twice.
Baron Corbin is the champion.
Wait, was he right on before?
But Seth Rollins.
Yeah. Well, he predicted the cash in at every show. Even at, like, SmackDown, he predicted the cash in, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they did a good job tonight showing a couple people off, but they could have done a little bit better of a job, too. And going into this, I mean, I've been saying for weeks Triple H is 100% guaranteed to win, and that's not changing at all. In my opinion, I think this even further cements that. But they did a good job showing off to me that there's a better chance of other people winning than I thought before. Like, I'm now more into the idea of somebody like a Bray Wyatt winning than I was before, even though I still think that he has virtually no shot. It went from like a 3% chance to like a 10%. You know what I mean? So thumbs up for that, but they still didn't make me look at this in any way other than the Roman Reigns story. And being a wrestling fan for so long, you got to know how the story is going to play out. So that's what sucks about being a fan for a long time.
We got a question posed to us in the chat room here by Silent Wind of Doom. He's saying, if AJ Styles came in and won, would you be unhappy that he got a better run than Sting? Absolutely not.
He deserves a better run than Sting. Sting's a decrepit old man for fucking a promotion, which they buried.
I mean, Sting still deserved better than what he got. But he's a legend who was in the twilight of his career. AJ Styles is at the tail end of the peak of his career, and he's still going to have a number of years of being a utilitarian guy. So I would have no problems if he came in and got a supremely better push than Sting ever got.
And besides, you need to push him now, because if you leave it too late, he'll get another shitty tattoo, and it'll all be ruined.
I'd be a little unhappy.
Fuck you.
I don't think that Sting should have, like, won the world title. But I think that the difference between Sting showing up, losing his first match, having some shitty Raw match, and then losing world title shot and getting injured and that being it, then going into the Hall of Fame, that kind of sucks. And if AJ Styles came in immediately, his first night, he wins the Royal Rumble as the champion going into WrestleMania. Holy shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's such a disparity.
Yeah, but it's fucking AJ Styles, dude.
I'm not as big of an AJ Styles mark as you are. I'm not going to give him that much leeway.
Wouldn't be the first time you've been wrong.
So would you be fine if Sting won the Royal Rumble, Tony?
This Royal Rumble for the championship?
Yes.
Yes, but
yes.
Only,
oh, fuck you.
Only under one... Only one condition, if he was facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania for it.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck
See,
you.
That would have been good if the streak was still intact.
I still think that should have been
perfect.
Intact, too. That's another thing.
Yeah, that would have been perfect if the streak was intact. But without it, it's just not as special.
You know, this would have been perfect at WrestleMania 27. But nope, it's WrestleMania 32 now.
Mm. And that's the issue. It's just too little too late. And that's what I said for Sting. It's just too late for him. He waited too long to come into WWE. He could have gotten that great push with them, but he waited. It's nobody's fault but his own.
And that's why Kurt Angle should fucking come back.
Yes.
Before he, like, breaks his neck and die.
And he should feud with the fucking League of America. League of America. We should have the League of Americans versus the League of Nations. Kurt Angle should head.
And then
should
no, Kurt
John
Angle should
Cena,
just be-
Mark Henry, and Jack Swagger.
Ugh. Take off Jack Swagger. Put, like, I don't know.
You gotta put Jordan and Gable on Angle's team. You gotta pair those guys together.
Oh.
Nah, then that would just look like the world's greatest tag team 2.0.
Good.
On that note, Kurt Angle actually just got done with his last matches for TNA, or he's getting done with them now, so you never know.
I thought he was taking a year off to, like, rehab from injuries.
Wouldn't that be coincidental for him to return at the Royal Rumble?
Isn't that why he left WWE, was to take time off to rehab? And then he just showed up in TNA.
Yeah, he lied to them saying, I'm too injured, I've got to retire, and lol, I'm done TNA.
Well, I thought it was that, and also, you know...
lol, I'm going to TNA to have a longer career than I did in WWE.
Yeah.
Well, in all fairness, being able to make money and not die, so...
It's very true.
Yeah, maybe a few, alcohol addictions, but you know, hey, yeah, that gets the best of us sometimes.
So, the other big thing that we had with significance to the Royal Rumble that was announced tonight, we learned who our number one entrant was going to be, and no, it's not the Big Show. That wasn't true. It's going to be Roman Reigns.
I bet the Big Show is pissed about that, too. Coming out and saying he was going to be the number one entrant just for them to go, lol, no. Man, he wanted to make a point.
Man.
Doesn't get that chance now.
When Vince was pulling those names out for a second, I thought it wasn't going to be Roman Reigns, but he got me.
You got the best of everyone.
You're being...
Hey, if anything, I thought he wasn't going to be able to pull the friggin' name out.
Oh my god, he struggled so hard with that ball. Fucking this entire segment was a botch. Fucking
yeah,
terrible.
Vince McMahon and Stephanie come out, they got the classic tumbler there, and every single Royal Rumble ever before, the tumbler is filled with numbered balls, or balls with numbers in them. But this year, for some reason, it's filled with the names of the participants. Or rather, it ends up just being one name. They draw balls multiple times. They all say Roman Reigns. They have a good laugh. Ha 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 ha. And the authority leaves laughing.
It's funny.
It's funny.
So have you guys noticed this thing where Stephanie's almost trying to do an impression of her dad and while stroking around with him? It's awkward as fuck.
Like his walk or something?
No, like his voice. Maybe she just sounds like that now because she's old and shit. I don't know.
I haven't noticed that. I noticed the walk, but not the voice.
Mm.
But it's funny you brought up the idea of the names, though. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, wait, they're going to pull who's number one? Wouldn't they just pull out, like, number 18?
Right.
And be like, number 18 is number one. So I was like, all right, well, they're doing that as a means to just have everything filled with Roman Reigns then. So, I mean, you know, again, it's, you know, the analysis that we can do is something that you're not really supposed to be thinking that much about. But I kind of like the segment. Other than the struggling aspect of it.
Oh, that took me totally out of it.
No, what if Vince had, like, rather than casually kind of recovering by, like, yeah, I'm just going to grab another ball to kind of, like, fool you guys. What if he was like, Steph, could you open this for me?
I thought he was going to do that, actually. Yeah.
Oh, and after that, he dropped another ball and it rolled down the ramp.
Won't be that guy. Oh, it was awkward, too, like, where the drum roll happens and he's like, can you shut that drum roll off?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn, man. What's going on with the segments? Stephanie has to bring up the McMahon's millions. Like, this isn't as bad as that one is. Remember that shit?
Well, at least they can, like, laugh at themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he could have played this off. If he couldn't have opened that, he could have been like, you know what? I'm not feeling this one. Let's put it back or something. Like, but the second time he did it, it was just like, oh, man, I feel so bad for him. Like, it's just a little plastic ball.
It would have been an amazing prank if someone just threw one extra fucking name in there, and out of all the ones they picked, it was that one.
And it's Triple H. Spoils the whole surprise.
All right, fellas, surprise. Since we moved here to Mixlr, we have started offering a new way to get fans involved, and I always forget to mention it because it's just something we started introducing. We have an option for you to go to megapowersradio.com. You can use a little widget there and submit a voice message via SpeakPipe. And we'll play that here. You could have a question. You could have a thought about tonight's Raw. And we'll play it and we'll follow it up. And we got not one, but two submissions here. So I want to go to
Hacksaw.
Not Hacksaw.
SpeakPipe.
So we're going to play our first one here. This one came in from Tony T, what I'm supposing is Tony Theidsman in the chat room there. So let's see what Tony's got to say.
Hi, how's it going, guys? I must be the only one who thinks that Raw was the worst pile of crap I've seen in my life. Like, the whole of it was dreadful. I can't believe anyone would consider that to be good. I don't know. I'm slowly giving up on Raw, to be quite honest. I rarely watch it fully. 3 hours is just unbearable. The crowds can feel it. Everyone can feel it. But, I mean, hopefully the Royal Rumble changes something. I highly doubt it. But what are your guys' opinions for the Royal Rumble and going forward, the WrestleMania card with the roster being so thin? What do you guys think will happen? Thanks.
All right, so we got 2 points, I think, coming out of this, and I want to answer his question. But first, I want to bring up the fact that he hated tonight's Raw. He is getting to the point where he feels like tuning out. And a lot of people threaten this. And we all laugh at how many people threaten it and never follow up, but it seems like there's actually a lot of people following through with it finally recently. People are tuning out more than ever. The numbers have dropped to numbers they weren't as low as since the 90s. I don't know, guys. What can we tell them to maybe keep them watching at least through the rest of the season?
Don't worry, you got Jericho.
I guess the first thing I would bring up is just, as bad as some Royal Rumbles can be, aren't they all kind of fun?
No.
Like, wouldn't this be the one time of the year that you might just kind of go, all right, I'll give them a pass for 2 months?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Last year, I really did not like the Rumble. And it wasn't even because of what ended up happening with like the crowd just totally turning on the match. I just really didn't enjoy the Bray Wyatt part. And I know I was, you know, talking him up as a potential someone I would like to see win it this year, but I really did not like last year's Rumble with him.
At
like,
least you
dominating.
Always have some kind of fun. I mean, even last year, the freaking entrance of Bubba Ray, which I think a lot of people forget how awesome that was.
It was awesome. But and it did have its good moments, but this was one of my least favorite Rumbles that I've seen, though.
If the fans hijack the Rumble again this year, I could actually see myself turning it off.
That will piss me off.
Like, that'll actually ruin the entire fucking show for me.
Well, you should see at least a couple fun returns. They generally try to do something that's, as Tony said, fun. It's never a completely lame duck match.
Mm-hmm. The worst Royal Rumbles still have funny moments in them and stuff. I mean, we went through, we watched the 99 Royal Rumble last night. If you want to listen to the fan track commentary thing we got there, go to that. But even in that, we were talking about how we didn't like a lot of the different things that were happening in it and how poorly booked some of it was. But we were still laughing at some of the shit that happened. And we were still, you know, like, we had more talk out of Golga than I thought we ever would have had.
Ever.
Right. So it's like, you're going to get at least one fun surprise. You're going to get some interesting eliminations, maybe like one of the New Day members eliminates another one of them, or, you know, like they do crazy stuff in that. So the worst time of the year, I think, is about to start in a couple weeks, which is Fastlane and the beginning of the build to WrestleMania, where like they don't want to do anything for a while, you know. That's going to be tough, but at least with the Royal Rumble, you know you'll be in for a little bit of fun, you know.
And Silent of Doom brings a good point. They've made a tradition of making a Kofi spot.
Yeah, Kofi spot's always fun.
Except for last year's. That one was kind of lame.
Yeah.
What did he do last year? I don't even remember.
He got thrown over Adam Rose onto the Rosebuds, interrupting his little crowd dive thing.
Oh.
Silent One then brings up another point, too. He says, it'll make you be able to understand what these guys are talking about when they make their shows.
Well, that's assuming he would still listen. So there's another good reason. Keep watching so you keep listening. all right. His other question was, what do we think they're going to do with this thin roster going throughout what is the most important time of the year for them?
Well, you'd think they'd start trying to establish new stars, but they're not doing a very good job of it. I can't really think of anyone that's got a major push recently.
Roman Reigns?
He was already high on their priority list. I don't count that. I mean, like, anyone but Roman.
Bray Wyatt? There you go.
Have they really? Like,
yeah, he just destroyed Brock Lesnar tonight.
Okay. They did that happen. Start and stop pushes. Like Dolph Ziggler.
No, well, Bray Wyatt's going to lose. He's a heel. He's not being buried. He just lost. He's never really buried.
I said he's stop and stop pushing.
He's never really stopped. He's always pretty much been there. I can't think of a consistent period where Bray Wyatt did not have a featured segment on a show.
I tell you what I'm afraid they're going to do and what I think they're going to do. Ignore it. I think what they're going to try to do with building up to this WrestleMania, not bring a single NXT guy up, not bring any extra people in except for maybe like a Tommy Dreamer. And they're going to spend the next, you know, February and March building up to WrestleMania, focusing on 2 to 3 matches. And they're going to think that that's going to be good enough to sell the pay-per-view. I'm worried that they're going to look at this in their kind of short-sightedness as people like Roman Reigns, well, you know, in their minds, people like Roman Reigns, people are going to be into Brock Lesnar. We've got Jericho. We've got The Rock. That's all we need.
And don't you're going to see excited.
You're going to see 3 matches. And that's going to be the whole card. And then they're going to rush at the last minute to throw like Neville into random shit and Ryback here and that kind of stuff.
Ah, Mania's going to be good. We'll get a nice Kid Rock concert.
They have to pull someone in, some kind of legend. I mean, they're not going to get Sting. I don't think he's going to be ready. Mm-hmm. They have so many people out on injury. There's a possibility Randy Orton may be back in time. There's some possibility by some freak way John Cena might be back in time. So they may have those cards, but if they don't, they have to get someone, maybe Batista, that can convince him to come in for a match.
If they're smart, they'd sign off on Daniel Bryan.
If that Steve Austin versus Lesnar match was ever going to happen, now is the perfect time ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what's going on right now? Not to convince you to go watch something else, but usually they do the Stone Cold podcasts, but they did one edition of that JBL Talks with Legends, and they're finally doing another one tonight with Road Dogg. That's an interesting choice.
Yeah, I'll be actually interested in that one.
I read one clear note from it. Apparently, during it, he talks about dealing with almost killing himself. So it gets deep, apparently. Mm.
Super fun.
Well, luckily, it's on demand, so you can stay right here.
Yay!
Woohoo!
All right, you are listening to the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com, the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We're inviting you to participate all throughout the night. We just had a message on SpeakPipe, which you can give on our widget on MegaPowersRadio.com. You could tweet to us at Raw Post Show, and you could also join in the chat room on our Mixlr broadcast. Lots of cool folks in there. I think the chat room is just lighting up right now. People giving us lots of hearts there, too. We got 5 hearts. Thanks for the hearts, guys. So we had a few other things happen throughout the tonight. We'll just rush through a lot of these, I think. First off, we have to, of course, mention that it's Martin Luther King Day. So that means we had to have the obligatory Martin Luther King introduction video. And for some reason, it also had to include Jesse Owens and Rosa Parks and George Thurgood Marshall. I don't know. That's not his name, is it?
Great WWE Hall of Famers. Who can forget that Divas match with Rosa Parks?
I'm glad I watched on a delay. I love the fast forward function.
So tell me if I missed out on this, because maybe I pulled a Sheamus and just didn't watch. Did they do the normal highlight reel kind of thing of Junkyard Dog, Bad News Brown, and Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson?
I don't think they actually included any of the wrestlers in it.
Because those are the ones that they usually talk about, and that's it.
That opening would have been much better if it had Tony Atlas laugh playing in the background.
Well, don't forget, February is right around the corner, guys. So we'll be getting those videos soon enough.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot that they do it then. Yay. Isn't that like some breast cancer awareness thing or something, too?
That's October. Yeah.
It's kind of the same as February.
We got a little bit of time until that. And don't forget, we also have Connor's Cure Month now, too.
Huh?
You forgot that's about something? That already? You don't remember when they made the ring ropes yellow?
That was for that Connor kid?
Yeah. They have a Connor's Cure Month now. They do the ring ropes yellow, and they put his logo on the ring ramp just like they do for the Susan G. Komen. They do it the month before, and then they do the pink for the next month. Have you forgotten about that already?
Yeah, we were just complaining about Sarah G. Komen and how we should get rid of it because we've got Connor's Cure now.
I thought that they just did the Warrior Award.
Jesus Christ.
Watch the show, Tony.
What, did Sheamus announce that it was Connor's month?
It might have been Del Rio.
The ropes were yellow for an entire month.
I probably just figured they were yellow ropes.
Funny was watching NXT.
Well, there you go. That proves that the awareness does not work if I was not aware of this.
He has a point.
Goodness. All right.
Hell.
Yeah, indeed. After our opening segment, we had our opening match of Roman Reigns versus Rusev with special guest referee Chris Jericho. The big highlight of this was Chris Jericho kicking out every other member of the League of Nations, who, by the way, still exists. They're still a foursome. Good to see Wade Barrett back on Raw again. Rusev as well. So that was our match. Roman Reigns wins with a spear, as expected. Chris Jericho and Roman Reigns celebrate. Hooray. And that leads on later to that highlight reel segment we had later. Any thoughts on that match, fellas?
Yippee-ki-yay.
We had a Divas match, Brie Bella versus Natalya. Natalya getting the victory via sharpshooter. They were playing some story up about Total Divas for this. I could not have cared less. I can't believe we're still doing these Total Divas interactions on these stories.
Well, they have to, kill women's wrestling by a year each time they go out there.
Are they in season 5 now? Is that correct?
Jesus, 5 of them? Well, you know what? They don't do, full one season a year, so they might be on 5. I think they do 2 a year.
Something like that, yeah.
Sutherland to Doom say Natty's new outfit isn't bustiary enough? Is that a word? It's weird in that it has cutouts that show a lot of skin, but none of the flattering parts. It is a very awkward outfit. I've always thought that, too. She's always kind of had odd outfits, though, as far as their design.
Yeah, but what'll give her hats off for? It's good to look different.
Absolutely.
It's the best outfit I think that she's had.
I don't know if I would agree with that.
I've never been a big fan of Natty as far as, the tournament and stuff goes and whatever. But that's the best I think that she's looked.
I could show you some pictures then.
Might have to send them in Skype chat.
So let's go on and take another one of these SpeakPipe messages we got here. This one's coming to us from Alex M. Assuming Alex Moorhead. He's a former caller we had when we were over on the Blog Talk Radio days, getting back in touch with us. Good to hear from you again, dude. Let's see what you got to say.
All right. This is Alex. That was fucking awesome. Bray Wyatt. Kicking ass. Fucking awesome. So y'all on Mixler now. It kind of sucks. I can't do the app as cool as I did with the other one on my phone. Kind of sucks. Sorry, smoking a good old stogie. Duly noted. First name. Wago. Your hair is very pretty. Oh, that was the end of the year shit. It was nice to see y'all faces. Y'all should really do that more.
Okay, we're not ugly.
What else? Woo! Night.
I'm pretty, so.
I don't want to be racist. I hate when they try to fake like they care. Not even care. It's the wrong word. Like black people or anything in the WWE. If they're black, they're Samoan. They could be like, what did I say? 1/8 Samoan, 3/4 black. Still don't matter. You're Samoan.
Oh, what's that? West?
It's racist. It's the funniest shit ever when they team all the black people together and put a fucking... What y'all could call him an elf? So he technically wasn't white. It was all slaves on one side. But, yeah, Royal Rumble. One versus all. Nice idea until, you know, the outcome is predictable. There's only three ways it could happen. Roman wins, Brock wins, or Triple H's win. You know, there's no middle.
Not really,
you know,
there's no hope. There's three options.
You know, I fuck with Bray Wyatt, you know, big Bray Wyatt fan. There's no fucking way he's winning.
Damn.
It was a good way to end the show, but he's not going to win. But that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Your thoughts. You're probably talking about it now.
Can't listen to the show where I'm call this out.
But,
oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the thing. Okay. So Roman's still a dummy. Why is he coming through the crowd? Why do I feel like he's holding on to, like, the legacy of the Shield? He uses their music. He ain't changed his clothes, which you throw some double R's on it so you think you different. No, gay. He's still coming to the crowd. Like, everybody else changed. Everybody changed. Seth Rollins changed. Dean changed. Why is Roman still the same? Why did they have a group gimmick turn into one man? That didn't make it cool. It was cool when a group did it. You know what I'm saying? Not one man. He's kind of looked like he's holding on to the past. You know, like that ex-girl, you know, who still hits you up, but you, like, fucked all her friends by now. I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like Roman's sad. It just doesn't look right coming through the arena with the title. You know what I'm saying? I know it's not as wild as it was back then, but I know my fat ass would have snatched the title and tried to run. Surprised nobody else did, but they'd be strapped up with security. But yeah, I just feel like he's holding on to old shit. But yeah, I don't know how much time I can record, so yeah, sending this. Peace out.
Well, now you know you can record up to that point.
Jesus Christ.
I recalled when it was just like, you know, a few years ago, I thought it was like a 30-second limit or like a 90-second or something.
It's 45
like that.
Seconds. I don't know how he got a call that long, but good for him. That was good call, Alex. Thank you. Appreciate both you and Tony. Appreciate everyone who's been submitting the voice messages tonight. If you are listening and you want to do the same, you can head to megapowersradio.com. We have our little widget there. You can click on that. It works both on mobile and on web browsers. I do think you have to download an app to do it. I apologize, but I promise you it's a trustworthy app. It's nothing bad going to be downloaded onto your phone. You record your voice right on there, and you can submit whatever your thoughts are. Alex was all over the place. I don't even know where to start. I think the biggest thing he was talking about at the end there, though, was Roman Reigns carrying over the Shield gimmick. Is there any examples of someone doing that before? Like, can you imagine if, like, when they tried to push Kenny Dykstra, he still just kept coming out as a cheerleader?
Probably would have been.
You know what? It probably would have worked out better than what he
did. Yeah, that's fair.
Marty Jannetty tried to do the Rockers again.
He did do that.
That failed.
I guess Scott Hall and Kevin Nash never really let go of the Outsiders.
Well, was Hawk ever anything other than Hawk?
Well, they never really broke up as a tag team. Yeah.
Well, you know, one did.
Yeah, but then they just got another person to continue the tag team.
Multiple times, but yeah, fair enough.
I guess Jeff Hardy never really changed.
Jeff Hardy's a fucking Hardy.
Yeah, but no, he used to be a douchebag with a fat brother, and then he was a douchebag without a fat brother.
And also, fuck his face paint.
Oops. Yeah, I'm not able to think of many people that, like, because some people kept their names, like Bart and Billy Gunn, but they didn't keep the smoking guns.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, even when Billy Gunn was a part of DX, he changed it up, you know. He went through the Billy and Chuck thing. He did the one Billy Gunn. Like, Road Dogg kind of stayed the same. So maybe him, I guess. Once he became Road Dogg, he was just always Road Dogg in some fashion.
Yeah, you never really let go of that. But I guess there really wasn't necessarily like a New Age Outlaws gimmick to itself.
No.
There were just two personalities that were put together that meshed really well together.
Yeah. So that's tough. I mean, the only one I can think of is Marty Jannetty trying to do the Rockers.
I mean, if you really want to consider it, Heath Slater is still, you know, still a one-man band.
No.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, the one-man band was based on him.
See?
They took it from him.
Yeah. He's a one-man band, that's for damn sure.
All right, let's keep running down some of these other segments that happened today. We had Wyatt Family versus the Dudley Boys and Ryback. We mentioned before the Wyatt Family was very dominant tonight, and that included winning this match very decisively. Afterwards, they all posed towards the ramp, giving us four symbols with their hands, but they were, like, upside down. As like, are they, like, the Dark Four Horsemen, the Four Buzzards or something?
Yeah.
We had a match with Big Show taking on our newest stable of social outcasts leader, Heath Slater. And we had a fun little pre-match promo by the social outcast before this match. Adam Rose talked something about riding on 15 magic carpets.
That was stupid, but I'm glad that Curtis Axel was just like, dude, who knows what the fuck you're talking about?
And I like this running joke that they're developing where Bo Dallas doesn't get to speak.
He's the outcast of the social outcast.
Yeah. And the most annoying part about that is he's the best talker of them.
But it's a great part of the shtick. I like what they're doing.
I loved his little part at the end where Big Show's knocking everybody out and he escapes, gets out of the ring and he's like, I did it! I survived! And then gets knocked the fuck out. I thought that was classic, just great like entertainment. I loved that. That was great.
Bo Dallas is a really, really great acquisition for them to keep.
Yeah, like when they was trying to figure out who to that could fill that comedy role and they chose Adam Rose. No need. Bo Dallas has got that.
Absolutely. And I'm glad everyone in this group is getting something to do. I'll even say Adam Rose. The least of all of them, but I'm still happy that all these guys found this. I don't know how long this will last, because think of how much we love the New Day and how much they've dropped with all of us, except for Tony. Actually, no, even Tony mentioned how bad they were that one week. But for now, hey, it potentially may get them on the card for WrestleMania.
I mean, they kept the three-man band around for a long time. I mean, shit, you could just ease their way in and out at times. You don't have to be there every week.
Well, absolutely. Oh, Heath Slater's another one of those guys who is very, very valuable for them to have.
I still kind of wish they'd get rid of Adam Rose.
Yeah, replace him with Damian Sandow by now. It's a damn shame Ryback's not a part of him.
I think you could do the same gimmick with the three of them.
Also, what the fuck happened to Big Show and the Wyatt Family? Is he just gonna completely ignore that happened?
Yeah, I think that they transitioned that to Ryback.
Well, you can also think about it this way. Now the Wyatt Family has a lot more enemies when they get in the Rumble.
I guess so.
That has been something they've really been building the last, like, month or two. They've just been attacking a lot of people.
Maybe Big Show will eliminate Braun Strowman.
Maybe Braun Strowman will eliminate the Big Show.
Maybe Adam Rose will eliminate both.
Maybe Adam Rose will eliminate Brock Lesnar.
Maybe Adam Rose will eliminate everyone.
Maybe Rosa Mendez will... No, she's not going to do anything.
She's never winning a match.
Well, she's Franco right now, so... Can't really do much.
It didn't stop Karma.
I don't think Karma was pregnant. I think she was just fat.
Yeah, I think it did stop her. I think like she never came back.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. Well, hopefully that happens to Rose. Oh, shit, I shouldn't say that either. We had another Divas match. Tamina versus Becky Lynch. And Charlotte with Ric Flair were at ringside for some reason. Becky gets the victory here. She does an impassioned post-match promo where she just rips the shit out of Ric Flair. She mocked his rhyming scheme that he does when he talks about, you know, the kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun. I can't remember everything she said, but she was like the woo something, making fun of how he says woo all the time. Spotlight chewing, scenery chewing, rather. Spotlight hogging. I can't remember what it all thing was, but it was fantastic.
Spotlight stealing, I think she said, and doesn't have a clue in always wooing or whatever.
There you go.
So Ric Flair ruined Charlotte pretty much, right?
No, Charlotte was ruined from the get-go.
Charlotte ruined Charlotte.
It's a damn shame, because she was fine in NXT, but I really don't care if she just went away and never came back. It's weird.
I think that's blowing it out of proportion a little bit. She's just annoying because of this whole Ric Flair thing. And that they're putting so much emphasis on it. You gotta figure, like, right now, if the champion was Sasha Banks, we probably wouldn't be complaining about Charlotte.
Yeah, because she wouldn't be the champion.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be there, which would be a good
thing.
She'd
be there, but she just wouldn't be the focal point.
I think Charlotte would, like, be an annoying part of the show still. For me, anyway.
Yeah, just because she doesn't have a belt on her doesn't mean she stops sucking.
No, I mean, that's not going to make her great, but I don't think it would be as offensive. I wouldn't be going in so far to be like, let's have her leave and never come back.
Well, you know? Her face is pretty fucking offensive, so every time I see it, it's...
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
What are you voting for in the tournament next year?
Let's just let that one sit for a little bit.
All right. Well, let's take another voice message here. It sounds like Tony sent us another one, I believe it looks like here. So let's see what Tony's got to say again.
Will AJ debut? Yes or no? And who else would you like to see return to the Rumble, actually, thinking about it?
All right, fellas. Will AJ debut?
AJ...
She's already been a part of the company, so I don't think that she'll be leaving CM Punk.
She never debuted in the Rumble match, Tony. Come on. That's the main question he's asking there. So AJ Styles? No. AJ Lee? I think she has a shot. Okay, they like to do these this female entrant every once in a while. You never know. She might go in there, eliminate AJ Styles. We can do it.
Well, yes, who else we would like to see be a potential surprise entrance? If they do have a woman in there, who could they do?
Charlotte, but fuck, they've screwed that up.
Nia Jax, perhaps?
I guess
so. The only one you could do it with if they wanted to bring her back. But she's already done that, so there's no appeal
to
it.
Like, if they wanted to do someone they've used before, not China, Beth Phoenix.
She's cut down a lot.
No, oh, she's shit. Well, I get
she's
that.
She's a total mom now, anyone.
Yeah, she's completely retired. She's out of that life.
She's going to be a part of that show, Total Moms.
I haven't kept up with her since she retired, but, you know, she's pretty fucking muscular back in the day.
Who else could we potentially see make a surprise return in this? Any legends or... Just someone they pull in for a one-off, maybe like a Rob Van Dam.
Well, not to be an asshole and avoid his question altogether, yes, AJ Styles I think is going to come back. But as far as legends go, that's a tough one. I don't know who else they can put in there.
Papa Shango.
We're talking about that.
I totally want Papa Shango to come back.
Supreme Fighting Machine, comma. I'm Rick not Steiner. Expecting Styles. I think that if you expect Styles and he doesn't show up and you get disappointed, it's your own fault. Like,
I don't.
The likelihood that he will show up is significantly higher than it's ever been, but it's still not a guarantee. So it would be awesome if AJ Styles does show up, but I would not be surprised at all if WWE does that kind of weird-ass thing where we've seen them do before where he doesn't show up in the Royal Rumble and he shows up on Monday night. I would not be shocked.
Do you think it would be awesome that he showed up in the Rumble? Because I think if you have his first match, a losing encounter, it really derails him.
Not if it's losing a Royal Rumble.
And depends on who eliminates him and how.
Yeah, who and how.
You've got to have his debuts be something big or impactful. Unless he has all of the Bullet Club come down and just kick the shit out of whoever's in the Rumble. I don't know what else they can do with
him. What about this? You have Samoa Joe come out. AJ Styles comes out as a big surprise. The announcers are putting over the history these guys have, and all of a sudden something happens. One of them betrays the other one in some way during the Rumble. They get into such an impassioned brawl that they both eliminate each other somehow during it.
Nah, wouldn't be big enough.
What if you do something like this? You get since I keep saying I'm harping on 100% on Triple H winning this, what if Triple H comes out at number 29 and everybody thinks, oh my God, that's the biggest surprise. It's over. 30 is AJ Styles. AJ Styles goes kind of nuts or whatever like that. Triple H has help from the League of Nations to eliminate a couple different people here and there. One of them is AJ Styles. WrestleMania, you get League of Nations versus Bullet Club.
So a fresh AJ Styles gets eliminated. That'll be a great way to start him up.
See, I don't know if they will put the whole Bullet Club up on the main roster right away.
I mean, there's so many variables to this. That's why I think that they're not going to throw AJ Styles in there at all.
Would not be surprised if they put a few people in NXT, like, you know, some people have mentioned already. Maybe a Daniel Bryan returns, but it's weird. I think we're getting to a point now where we have, like, 80s and 90s stars, not really the ones who would be returning, and I'm trying to think of people from, like, the early 2000s and mid-2000s.
One thing we talked about in our Royal Rumble commentary track we did the other day was how awesome it was when they brought Kevin Nash back as Diesel. And how awesome would it be if they did another one of those really gimmicky 90s characters for someone to come back that made
Repo Man. Repo Man.
What if Kane came back, but as Isaac Yankum?
Yeah, see, that would be great.
That would be hilarious.
Or if, like, William Regal didn't just have neck surgery, if he could come back doing, like, the real man's man.
Somehow he comes back as Steven Regal.
Oh, what if had Finley come back?
Finley could. I think he's probably still in good
shape. He could be Fit Finley. Not so
Finley. Can he be the first and only man to get disqualified from a Rumble again?
You know, they could have J&J Security in a match if they really wanted to.
It's a slight possibility that we would get Kurt Angle, maybe. Very, very slight, but, you know.
Brian Brain is suggesting Michael P.S. Hayes. And you know what? It's not completely off, because I do think that the Freebirds are a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame, so you would probably want to plant them in people's heads.
I'd book that only if X-Pac came out afterwards and cut off his ponytail again.
So I'm going to toss a name out to you guys I do not expect whatsoever.
Hmm.
But would you be up for it if he could? Scott Hall.
Absolutely.
I said Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
As Razor Ramon or Scott Hall?
Razor Ramon. Who the fuck is Scott Hall?
Put both Razor Ramon and Jake the Snake in there.
They're going to say put Razor Ramon and Scott Hall
in there. Yeah, I thought he was going with that too.
Two faces of
Hall. The Foley thing. He comes back.
He also, what was his character before? No, he wasn't Vinnie Vegas. That was Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Nash, he could pull it off. He could pull it off, just that he's so shit-faced that he thought he got a second entrance.
Ooh, you know who might show up? Carlito.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
They were talking about getting Carlito back into the mix and teaming up with Los Matadores.
I wouldn't give a fuck if Carlito came back.
I'd cheer for that. I like Carlito.
Yeah, I'd like to see Carlito again.
Ah, yeah, I get to see you not get pushed and then complain about it on the internet again. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was a whiny bitch the last time he was here. Where the fuck do I want to see him again?
I would expect Rhino. That's not too much of a surprise, but he's not really a main roster guy. I don't think we're going to get many surprises this year.
Let's continue going through Raw here. We had Alberto Del Rio and Sheamus teaming together to go against Kalisto and Dean Ambrose. Kevin Owens was on commentary, ripping apart the other commentary team members, especially Byron Saxton. Just relentless on the poor guy.
My favorite was, he's talking again. I know, we can't get him to stop.
Owens also eventually distracts Dean Ambrose, allowing Del Rio to kick Ambrose's head off. Kalisto gets bro-kicked and pinned for the victory for the League of Nations team. Nothing unexpected here.
Everybody excited for that fifth or sixth Kalisto match?
Oh, with, man, Del Rio? That's going to be good. I like how he's going to lose.
We got a funeral by the New Day for Francesca, a.k.a. the trombone Xavier Woods used to play, till Chris Jericho maliciously split it in half. I'm sure some people thought this was funny.
This would have been fantastic for YouTube.com/WWE.
Yeah, you know, that's a good assessment for that. This wasn't good on the show, but this could have been a good extra YouTube thing.
Perhaps if it didn't have Kevin Dunn's grubby fingers all over it.
Mm.
And his big fucking teeth.
His teeth all over it. Just like biting the control knobs.
The image in my head is fantastic.
Wait, are you picturing him holding it, like the mixer up to his mouth?
No. He's bent over under the table.
Okay, good, because that's what I was imagining.
I've got him hunched over like on a panel of switches, and he's just gnawing on the
side. Yeah, alright. Yeah, exactly. So we're all in agreement here. He's like tilting his head in the back. the logistics of Kevin Dunn biting his fucking control panel would be.
Did anyone else hear that? Everything else just went like robotic?
Really?
No.
Yeah, everyone got like super low voice. Was like,
is my throat that bad today?
Yeah, maybe. Whatever. We got an updated version of that Royal Rumble by the numbers video that we come to expect every year. They made a big addendum to it this year going on about Roman Reigns' place in it. And oh my God, if you didn't know that this was going to be all about fucking Roman Reigns, this video sure lets you know.
Yeah, it did push Roman Reigns too heavy, and that was disappointing because this is actually the video that I really get excited for each year. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, and I usually love it.
Yeah, it's like, it gives you all these cool facts and little tidbits, and then it's, and Roman Reigns is Roman Reigns because he's Roman Reigns. Versus
see Roman
people
Reigns.
Aren't Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns will be at his Roman Reignsiest. He already has the record for most eliminations. Will he do it again? Perhaps he'll even eliminate more people.
Stay tuned this Sunday for Royal Reigns. I mean Rumble Rowan. I mean...
Rowans.
I mean Eric Rowan.
This is the shit which people fucking cry out about. Like, sometimes people get over upset about Roman getting forced down our throats. But this is a good example of where it was terrible.
This really was annoying, though. I mean, I like Roman Reigns. I would be actually happy if Roman Reigns retained the title here. I'm probably in the minority with that. But this is the type of thing where it's like, holy crap, you spent all these weeks leading up to this Roman Reigns thing. We know Roman Reigns is the focal point. The entire episode of Raw is about how Roman Reigns is the focal point. Can you at least show the standard Royal Rumble number breakdown thing? Because, like, there's a certain level of suspension of disbelief of, holy shit, if the idea you're trying to get across is Roman Reigns has 29 other people that could win, show us how the 29 other people could win, not just how Roman Reigns needs to defend it. And this video package is always so good. Like, Roman Reigns is going to be entering at number one. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be when they start going, only twice has somebody ever won from the number one spot. And instead it was like, Roman Reigns is going to be at number one. Isn't he Roman Reigns? You missed out on the amount of time people last. You missed out on the number of eliminations that Roman Reigns even had. They didn't even mention that. That he beat the record for the most eliminations. The fuck, Kevin Dunn?
They should have had 2015, the year that Titus fucked up his elimination.
Whose directive is this? This has got to be Vince, right?
Telling them to make a whole big thing about Roman Reigns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be. Look, we've done this before. I mean, we just did the 99 Rumble where it was all Austin.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, 92 was heavily Hogan and Flair.
So what you're saying is that Roman Reigns is the new Austin?
I'm saying he's as close as they can get to it, I guess.
If Austin was Samoan and people hated him.
They both wore vests. Something.
Okay, there's your connection.
Well, it's not going to be his hair.
All right, let's take on looks like Tony sent us another message. Three in a night from Tony. Let's see what this one's got to say.
What's the point in Dudley Boyz anymore? Like, what's their purpose? What are they there for? Are they going to win titles? Are they there to elevate teams? I just don't see their purpose. They're just glorified jobbers by now. The tag team division looked so stale bar the Usos. So who do you think the New Day need for their WrestleMania program?
What was his first question? Did anyone catch that?
What are the Dudley Boyz?
Oh, the Dudley Boyz. Okay.
Yeah, it was what is their purpose? And I think you got to wait till WrestleMania to get their full purpose, because the whole point of them coming back was kind of get that WrestleMania match. That's the vibe with what I took away if it was. And, you know, I know they did a TLC tag team-esque match back at TLC, but I would love to see a Dudley Boyz TLC match at Mania. Because fuck it, they don't have anyone. Might as well do that.
The Dudley Boyz were brought back because they needed to breathe some life into the tag division. Then the Dudley Boys stopped getting that big pop because people got used to them again, and WWE stopped seeing them as anything special. So now they're just another tag team on the roster. I don't think glorified jobbers fare. I think they're one of the best in the business still at their age. Easily one of the best tag teams of all time. I think they definitely have a place, even if it is just putting talents over. And we really haven't got the Dudley Boys versus the Usos in any major capacity. One of them turning heel and wrestling at WrestleMania would be fantastic.
Aren't they ring crew?
Yeah,
they're always ring getting crew. The tables. I think that they're doing some Fatal 4-Way or something in WrestleMania.
You know that same thing they've done like at the past four.
Tony's just predicted that they're going to do it every time, but they don't always do it.
I mean, they've done it the past two.
I think Bubba's going to be in the big man buffet. Oh, wait, no, he lost weight. Can't do that.
Shit.
Keep inviting everyone out there listening. If you want to send us a voice message, you can head to megapowersradio.com. Use the SpeakPipe widget that's there under the participate section there. And send us a voice message. We also still have the chat room rolling awesomely. You guys are kicking ass in there. We also got 47 hearts. That's a kick-ass amount of hearts, guys. I think that's the most we've had on since we've come here to Mixer. Oh, he's got a 48. Thanks, guys.
It's at 50. 51. 52.
Totally not me giving hearts, guys. I promise you.
Yeah, just like it wasn't you who voted you most of the year. We also are accepting tweets at Raw Post Show and posts in the Mega Maniacs Facebook group.
We're at 58.
You guys
60.
If you just keep counting it, they're just going to keep doing it, I think.
61.
My God.
Well, let's finish off these segments that we had on Raw here. We had Big E versus Jey Uso. Talk about some people who are just absolutely irrelevant at this point. I think that was another part of Tony's call that we just kind of skipped over there was just the irrelevancy of a lot of these tag teams. Both New Day and the Usos mean absolutely nothing to me. I'm so tired of seeing them go against each other. I was tired last week when they had that match, and now this week we're just doing a singles match. I completely tuned out like I'm sure Tony does during his Sheamus matches. So this one,
I actually kind of tuned out in this too.
Yeah, I tuned out of this. This was utter dog shit.
I know Big E won with a big ending. I think it was after some kind of distraction from the New Day, or at least I assume it was, because that's how every other one of these have ended. So.
Well, it was a nice reminder to, like, how bad his finisher is.
Not the worst finisher, but it's not good.
Yeah, what exactly did he hurt? Did he hurt Jey Uso's knees?
Like, it's a pretty bad finisher. He takes a back bump.
With the guy on his arm. Like, it should, like, dislocate his elbow, right?
Like, I can't defend that move at all. It's fucking really bad.
It does look, at least look more impactful than that stupid thing that MVP did for a little bit.
Oh, the playmaker?
Where he has this, like, leg on the guy's head and he moves his arm.
Yeah, like, that's everybody's generic move when they first come in. Orton had it as well.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. It was called the overdrive back then.
Ugh. They had this segment in the back where they had Titus O'Neil, Mark Henry, and R-Truth standing there, and it's like, okay, we know why these guys are standing there together. It's Martin Luther King Day. They're going to go out there as the team representing the black race, giving the big feel-good moment as the team of black superstars prevailing in this match. And while they're there, they're going to put all their fists in the middle together to do like a unity chant or something. And all of a sudden, you see a white hand pop on top. And it's the hand of Neville. They all kind of give him an awkward look for a second. And Titus is like, nah, it's okay. Neville has a dream too. And then that all makes it okay, so he gets to join in, and they say, what was it, keep the dream alive, I think they said. Well, they come out, the four of them go against Stardust, The Ascension, and Tyler Breeze, and typical 8-man tag that you would expect to see on Raw, people just thrown together, nothing special to see here. The only thing I really have of note is the fact of, you know how it's building up how they had this team of black people representing the black race for Martin Luther King Day? Neville got the pin after a red arrow. What the fuck?
Well, you see, he's on the Neville level, and that's the level that breaks down the racial wars, so it's okay that he did it.
I mean, after all these weeks that the guy just made to look like a total schmuck, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm happy now that they're finally giving him a win, but shouldn't this have been a night that a Mark Henry or Titus O'Neil should have gotten the pin?
Yeah.
No, because I'm sick of fucking seeing Titus O'Neil do anything. I hate that guy.
You could have had Neville do the finisher, but not be the legal man. He could have tagged in Titus, who could have done his finisher afterward or something like that and gotten the pin. It would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze should have won.
Ah, oh, poor Tyler Breeze. Having a team with the Ascension.
Mm. Yeah, whose fucking bad side did he get on?
He should have been, like, looking at him the whole time, like, just trying to, like, hold his nose with how bad they probably smell.
I'm assuming Vince's bad side.
Wouldn't it have been great, though, like, if a white hand joined it and it panned out and it was fucking Tyler Breeze of all people? They could have, like, put so many random people in that spot.
I guess, yeah, that's it. We got to talk about Raw. We got one more message here, though, I'm going to pull up before we start heading into the games. This one comes from Bill. Let's see what Bill's got to say to us.
Wild Bill asks,
is Damian Sandow dead?
I forgot about that goddamn sound effect.
Well, fellas, is Damian Sandow dead?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Like,
Bill, you think we need to comment?
So, call of the night.
Yeah, if it goes to Bill. I think Damian Sandow is alive and well. He is just on Superstars.
No, he's on Up, Up, Down, Down. He's in the background pretending to be a rapper on there and doing terrible.
I saw him on the stage, I think, last week, and he was back in his old attire, the intellectual savior.
But he had the robe?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I hope they actually, you know, do something.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, they'll definitely do something. They'll make him a sacrificial lamb to Brock Lesnar or somebody.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'd love to see him get killed by Brock Lesnar.
I'm imagining he's going to come out around, like, number 11 and just get thrown out real quick. That's sad.
Yeah.
We're at 80 hearts.
Jesus. Well, you are tuned in to the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. As I said, we got 80 hearts from y'all participating, and that is super awesome. From all you in the chat room, shout-outs to you guys that are still in there. We got Brian the Brain, Thofik Hussein, Tony Theismann, Wazili, Silent Wind of Doom. Appreciate all the calls we've been getting in through SpeakPipe as well. You can continue those coming in before we finish here. We still got plenty of time to get those in and tweet to us at Raw Post Show. In the meantime, I think we're going to move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, we're going to talk about what the best part of the show was, the worst part of the show, and the most god-awful, must-avoid part of the show. You have one, leave it in the chat room. We'll read it. We're going to get ours first. Yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Drew, what's your GBU? Apparently he's dead. Wago, what's yours?
Jesus Christ, Drew.
He's actually disconnecting. So
for my good, I am going to actually give it to Becky Lynch's promo. I thought it was spot on. I enjoyed that. And there wasn't many things to enjoy tonight. Which leads me into my bad. And it has to go to that awkward fucking segment with Stephanie and Vince when they were drawing Roman Reigns' name. I know you guys said you liked it, but such a waste of goddamn time. I wish it was just gone. And there was nothing that was so offensive that I could call it ugly tonight. There was a lot of bad on this show, but nothing quite ugly.
Drew, you back with us here?
Yeah, but I'm not going to sound beautiful. That's for damn sure.
All right, well, give us your good, bad, and ugly.
All right. Good, Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family. That was cool. A bad, Jericho's outfit. Ugly, Charlotte.
Savage. Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Definitely not Randy Savage, that's for damn sure.
I came very close to giving my good to Bo Dallas's I Did It, I Survived kind of thing. But actually, I'm going to give it to the beginning of the night, which I was really looking forward to how the rest of the episode was going to go by how they were doing some of these things. We had a decent joke from Sheamus with the nice dinner jacket. What happened? Did you eat the shirt? I like that. Jericho didn't really like it all that much, but then again, he's the one not wearing the shirt. I liked the line that Rusev said, which I laughed out loud at, which was, in Bulgaria, every day is the Royal Rumble. I just thought that was so ridiculous. And I liked how Stephanie was actually fixing some plot holes at the very beginning of the night, where she said to Jericho, you know, this isn't Raw, is Jericho. It's not 1999, and you don't have the authority to make matches and shit. And now I got to go pay Brock Lesnar more money. I got to go sort this out or whatever. We always make fun of the fact that Monday Night Raw is sort of like, well, it's a good thing that this opening segment happened because they didn't have a main event for the night, right? This kind of is like one of those things that it shows it's not that hard to backtrack and go, what the hell? That wasn't planned. Now we have consequences and stuff like that. So I like the attention to detail on that one. Mm. My bad is going to go to that Vince McMahon Tumblr thing. It could have been great, but he just looked like a frail old man, and that was ridiculous. And my ugly is going to go to something that we didn't mention tonight, the Unity theme.
Oy. That's all. Just insane.
That's a terrible theme.
We got one in the chat room here from Silent Wind of Doom saying, good, the funeral / the ending. Bad, Big Show streams of sweat as he just stood there in the ring and watched the social outcast talk. Ugly, Alberto Del Rio's neck / face strain when he was screaming at the ref, I won't sleep tonight. Okay. Yeah. My good, I'm going to give to the Wyatt family beatdown of Brock Lesnar at the end of the show. That was just a unique thing to watch, so it's fun to see that. My bad, I'm going to give to the Big E versus Jey Uso, just because that was the part of the show that I tuned out the most, so it was definitely the one that I was just not feeling. And the ugly, I have to give to Neville winning the match that was definitely supposed to be there for Martin Luther King remembrance, because when I see all the qualities of Martin Luther King, Neville's the man that I see. All right, well, we're getting to the part of the show where it's pretty really been growing a lot of popularity with people. We're going to start playing some games here, and I have some exciting thing to tell you guys. We're going to be doing a new game tonight. It's called Finish My Johnston. So we'll get to that first, but we're going to play some other ones before we get there. We're going to play Tap Out to start it off. And if this is your first time tuning in, tell you how Tap Out works. I am going to name a category, and then the players will take turns saying an example of that category until we exhaust the topic, and that person who cannot name one will have to tap out, and they will be eliminated. Last person standing wins. Now, fellas, you remember how this works, right?
Yep.
Yeah, let me start typing everything in the chat real quick.
What?
What?
I'm making fun of how I fucked this shit up the first time.
Oh, that was under the hood.
Saying fuck that up again.
We're saying stuff. We're not typing anything. Come on.
All right, so you explain the rules again for Tony.
Well, Tony's typing out.
All right, just move on with the game.
Yeah, okay. So our first theme for our first person this week is going to be Steven Wago. He was our winner from last week, so you're going to be getting first dibs in all the games this week. So you'll be starting us off. Following him will be last week's winner, which was Drew. Tony, you're going to be following up at the end. It's a rare occasion. You're usually our first guy. So our topic this week is Royal Rumble winners. Wago, go.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Drew.
Shawn Michaels.
Tony.
Roman Reigns.
Wago.
Triple H.
Drew.
John Cena.
Tony.
Hulk Hogan.
Wago.
The Rock.
Drew.
Ric Flair.
Tony.
Did anybody say Randy Orton?
Wago.
Batista.
Drew.
Edge.
Tony.
Sheamus.
Steven.
Shawn Michaels.
Drew.
I already said Shawn Michaels, but Vince McMahon.
Oh, shit, you did.
Oh.
All right, Wago's out, Drew.
Vince McMahon.
Tony.
Yokozuna.
Drew.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Tony.
Big John Studd.
Drew?
Is it bad if I say Stone Cold a second time?
No, we can't say people again.
So he's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, fuck. Chris Benoit. Shit.
Rey Mysterio.
Bret Hart.
Yeah, there's a few.
I have plenty of others. I just didn't realize Sean had been said yet.
Lex Luger.
That's fine. So Tony gets the 3 points head start with Tap Out. So next game we're going to play is In Other Words. So if you have not heard us play In Other Words, this is one we debuted a couple weeks ago and has really grown popular with people the quickest. So the way In Other Words work is I will read a paraphrased clue of a superstar, diva, event, or something else that may or may not be wrestling related. Players must translate that phrase into the correct answer. Fellas, you know how this works, correct? Yes?
My audio actually cut out during the entire time that everyone was talking. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, we're playing In Other Words. You remember how to play In Other Words, right? I'm going to give you a phrase.
Oh, yeah,
you have to translate it. You have the option to either give a guess. If you are correct, you gain a point. If you are incorrect, you lose a point. And if you don't want to answer, you can pass. Okay? So,
works for me.
Works for you. Let me just pull up what we got here. All right. So, again, Steven, you are our winner from last week. Then we'll go to Drew, after him, and then Tony. So, Wago, your first one you are going to get is, in other words, what is woe in Wonderland? Woe in Wonderland.
Pass.
Drew? Woe in Wonderland.
I'll pass.
Tony, woe in Wonderland.
Can you spell woe?
W-O-E. Woe.
Okay, so it's not like woe.
Yeah.
Woe in Wonderland. Fuck, I have no idea. Pass.
All right, woe in Wonderland. No one taking anything there. That is Trouble in Paradise.
Damn.
Yeah, former finishing move of Kofi Kingston. Actually, does he still do it?
Yeah.
107 March.
I feel like I've never seen him win a match lately, so it's always been Big E winning the matches. Anyway. Drew, next one comes to you. Drew, in other words, what is Stack Jockey?
Stack Jockey.
Stack Jockey.
I'll pass.
Tony, Stack Jockey.
I don't have a clue. Pass.
Wago, Stack Jockey.
Pass.
Jesus Christ, guys. Pile Driver.
Ooh.
I'm tired.
Excuses.
Yeah, it sounds like a big excuse. So, Tony, this one comes to you, and I actually want two answers for this one. Funny enough, it has that. So you have to answer both of them to get the point for this one.
Bret Hart and Lex Luger.
In other words, Tony, what is Solo Dude Crew? Solo Dude Crew.
The one-man band?
And?
That was easy.
Solo Dude Crew.
One-man gang?
There you go.
I was like, wait, what?
Tony getting a point for that one. Celebrate
I don't get 2 points for that?
No, just one.
Oh.
Wago, we come to you. In other words, what is Sprint Savage? Sprint Savage. Drew, Sprint Savage. Sprint Savage.
Dash Wilder?
Yeah.
Dash Damn, Wilder. I had it.
Good on Drew. All right, Drew.
I'm fucked.
Shit, I was sitting there going, there's no fucking way Drew's getting this. I totally have.
I did not expect him to get it either. Good job, Drew.
Thanks.
All right, so Drew, you actually have first dibs on this one too, so you're really getting a chance to catch up here. Drew, in other words, what is force of injury? force of injury.
Force.
Force of injury.
Force.
Force of injury. Force of injury.
Powers of pain?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
I was thinking the Hall of Pain, but I wasn't going to... I knew the second part, didn't know the first part.
All right. Tony, this one's coming to you as well. So you get another chance to get 2 points in a row. What, in other words, what is Boulevard Beagle?
Boulevard Eagle?
Beagle. Boulevard Beagle. Beagle.
Oh, this is fucking easy.
Road Dog?
Road Dog.
That's why I was like, Eagle? Or, you know, I'm like, if it's Eagle, I have no fucking clue. Road Bird?
All right. This last one's a free-for-all, so anyone has an opportunity to get this one. First one to say
it. 70 points.
We'll get 2 points. Okay? So, in other words, guys, what is... aristocratic altercation.
Aristocratic. Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble.
Damn.
Oh, man. Tony's got a commanding lead here. So, essentially, someone's going to have to probably get every single one of them in our last game here to win.
I like Silent Wind of Doom's comment.
Yeah, fucking Tony spell cave. Way go spell crush of the...
Croxel defific.
I couldn't even say that.
All right, guys. So this next one, we're going to use our Skype chat for this one. So I want you guys to pull up your Skype chat as your front window. And I want you guys to just have something typed in the box, prepared to send. Doesn't matter what it is. Just have something in there typed and ready to send. That's essentially going to work as your buzzer for this next game. I've been researching, trying to find a better method for this, but for now, this is what I got. So when you have an answer for this, just hit whatever in the chat room. That'll be your buzzer, and then I'll allow you to answer.
So wait, should it be the chat room and no. Skype is the chat room on Mixlr?
The chat room and Skype still, like the first time you said.
Yeah, okay. That's why sure. I said Sorry. Just Skype chat.
Okay.
So this game is called Finish My Johnston. Now, the way this works is I am going to read a part of the lyrics from a song from a wrestler's theme song. And I'm going to leave out a blank part, and you have to tell me what that blank part is. So you have to finish the words of the lyric.
If you smell what the rock is, blank.
Doom, doom, doom.
I hope you sing it. You know, that's like the one thing I'm looking forward to.
Okay. So, you guys understand everything with that? Pretty straightforward.
Do we lose a point if we get it wrong?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Nope. All right. So, first one we're going to have for Finish My Johnston. Feel free to buzz in when you fellas know. The fever has broken. The river has run to the sea. Washed to the ocean. And blank. I'll read it again. The fever has broken. The river has run to the sea. Washed to the ocean. And blank.
Oh, shit, I know whose theme it is. I just don't remember the lyric.
Drew's buzzed in.
Bees.
Bees?
Yeah.
No, there's no Russo. Bees.
Can I get half a point if I say whose theme it is?
No.
Wait, can you say it again?
The fever has broken, the river has run to the sea, washed to the ocean, and blank.
Yeah, I don't fucking know this.
All right, Wigan, you know whose it is?
It's Christian's theme.
It is Christian's song. Fever has broken, the river Christian. Has run to the sea, washed to the ocean, and saved by a voice inside me.
I thought it was just one word.
No, it could be a whole line. Might just be one word.
Okay. But...
All right. So no points for that one. Let's go to the next one. Finish My Johnston, guys. Power and money got me crazy, cocky, no longer blank.
Drew's
going again.
No longer need you, Poppy.
That's it. That is from Shane McMahon. Yes. Here comes
Thank
the money.
Thank God I have that on my phone. I love that theme.
There you go. All right, guys. Next one. Finish my Johnston. I'm on my way to that sharp light. It's my destiny to be bigger blank. I'll read it again. I'm on my way to that sharp light. It's my destiny to be bigger blank.
I've heard it before. I'm just gonna remember who it is.
I'm a real American.
One last time. I'm on my way to that sharp light. It's my destiny to be bigger blank. No answers for this one. All right. I'm on my way to that sharp light. It's my destiny to be bigger. Yeah, I got fight. That's from Sky's the Limit, Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
I knew it was Sasha's. I just couldn't remember the lyrics.
I didn't even know that it was Sasha's.
All right. Got two more here, guys. So you still got a couple opportunity for a couple more points here. Finish my Johnston, guys. Now it's rolled in. The storm is raging deep in me again. The sun blacked out, and I'm left without blank.
I fucking have no idea with this one.
I would really expect
Can you say that again?
Too. Now it's rolled in. The storm is raging deep in me again. The sun blacked out, and I'm left without blank.
I might know it if it was like in the rhythm of the song, but just the words alone, I don't get it. I don't get it, guys.
Well, that's the point of the game. If I read it like the song, you would know what it is right away.
Could you repeat it one more time?
Sure. Last time. Now it's rolled in. The storm is raging deep in me again. The sun blacked out, and I'm left without blank.
Damn it. I really can't recognize like any of these people's songs.
Jeez. All right. Now it's rolled in. The storm is raging deep in me again. The sun blacked out, and I'm left without a shadow of a doubt. That's from Right Now. Tyson Kidd's theme.
I can't remember Tyson
Kidd's theme. I really like that song, too.
Yeah, so I was surprised. You said how I let you like that song before.
I think every single one of the ones you've said so far are songs I like, but I don't fucking remember the lyrics, apparently.
Well, shit. Well, we got one last one here, guys. So far, Drew has gotten 1 point from this. So far, no one else has gotten anything here. So let's see if we can at least get someone else on the board for this round. Finish my Johnston, guys. Kind of like Cain and Abel. A bit unstable. Don't break the frame. Blank. Wago?
Break the whole damn stable?
Are you joking?
I don't fucking... Fuck, I think that was the lyrics. I don't remember.
You were so close.
Break the whole damn table?
There you go. No. I'll give it to you.
I was trying to guess and just go, wait, if he can't get it right.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I was close enough. Yeah, kind of like Cain and Abel, a bit unstable. Don't break the frame. Break the whole damn table.
And the thing is, I didn't even know whose theme it is, but because it's table, I'm going to assume it's the Dudley Boys.
That is the Dudley Boys. Yeah, their theme going down, the one with the rapping over it.
I didn't know what it was, but when you said break the whole damn stable, I'm like, oh, wait, it's the whole damn table.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, I knew it rhymed with able. I was just trying to fill in a word.
Well, I was surprised you said break the whole damn, because I'm surprised you included the word damn. That's a kind of a whole weird word to put in there. But good job. All right, so let's calculate our final scores here. Wago has 1 point. Drew has 2 points. Tony has 8 points.
Jesus Christ.
Tony,
we're doing another game.
Crushing the competition this week. So, Tony, you get to choose who is going to be doing our plugs tonight out of our losers, and you get to choose how they do them. And you in the chat room can throw out suggestions out there real quick. I keep forgetting to say this sooner, but if you can get one out there soon enough.
Loser should do it as Bill.
I did see the suggestion of doing it as Bill, and I think that that's something that Wago should do.
Actually... But let's give the chat room a little bit of time to throw out some more suggestions, because I almost forgot we got another message here from a listener. This one comes from Sarah. I don't know who Sarah is, but let's take this message and then we'll have Wager read the plug. So you got a little bit of time, guys. If you have a fun suggestion to throw out there, throw them out there for Tony to pick. But first, let's take Sarah's call here.
I think Eva Marie is a future WWE champion. She is the greatest wrestler of all time and her promos are so inspiring to watch. Vince McMahon is a genius.
Amen.
Well,
okay. I love the genius things that Vince McKinnon does.
Yeah, Vince McKinnon is full of genius.
Thank you, Siri, for that call.
Is he full of genios? Yeah, he's full of genios. All right, well, let's see if we got any fun suggestions in the chat room. Do them as Martin Luther King.
Oh, Jesus.
I am touching that one.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to save you for that, Wago. I'm not going to say to do it as MLK.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I'll fucking start a whole damn race war. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. If it was me, I would have made you done it. So, you're welcome.
You just talk about Neville the whole time.
I dreamed a dream. Neville has a dream.
So, what it is, is alternatively do them as Malcolm X. So far, I'm thinking Bill's the best option.
All right.
So we don't lose too many people.
Fair enough.
You see, this is what happens when we ask our chat to do anything. We ask who should we prank call. They give us children with Down syndrome. We ask them who we should do it as. They give us, like, a figure which could be highly controversial. Can't ask you guys for anything.
Next suggestion is going to be do it as a kid with Down syndrome.
Bill just sounded like a stoner, right?
He sounded like Keanu Reeves.
Can you play his thing again? It's real short.
I have to pull it back up. 1 second. Let me see here. Where the hell did it go?
Reference point.
Keanu, I think he was Reeves number five sausage tonight.
Whoa.
All right, here we go.
Is Damien Sandow dead?
Is Damien Sandow dead?
Well, no, he's not.
It's a question that can only be answered by going to megapowersradio.com. Or better yet, Mixler.com/MegaPowersRadio, so you can join in the chat every week. StephenWago.com at StephenWago on Twitter. SmartCopMoment.com for all that shit that Tony does. And for Drew, he doesn't actually have any content. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Good plugs there.
Thanks, all right, Bill.
If you've enjoyed this edition of the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio, you should be tuning in live every single week when Raw goes off the air. Set your browser to megapowersradio.com. Brand new website will stream all the shows that we have there, including this show, the All Talk Show, the Dace Man Show, Hot Fire Mixtape, pay-per-view post shows, all types of cool things we got bringing you from Mega Powers Radio. If you can't be there live, though, Raw Post Show is available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, and links to all these can easily be found on our archived home on smartoutmoment.com, which is also filled with lots of other cool wrestling content, including results, articles, anything you're looking for to fill your wrestling needs. And until next week, folks, for Drew White, for Stephen Wago, for Tony Mango, I'm Mike Payton, and we'll catch y'all